Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Students at Pella Christian High School had a unique opportunity over winter break called Winterum. Some students traveled, others took coursework or participated in internships. In the second part of a two-part program, let's go in depth with 18 students from Pella Christian High School. And your name?
My name is Jace Amos, and I took two classes, Developing Characteristics from Sports and Entrepreneur Education.
Developing Characteristics from Sports, what's that mean?
Basically, we chose classic sports movies, and then we really watched them, but then we broke them down into, like, what we can learn from the movie. Because, like, every movie has a theme, especially those sports movies, that like we can take away and plug into our lives. So I remember watching Miracle, and we saw the determination that they had to beat the Soviet team, the USA team had to beat the Soviet team. And we just realized how you can apply all these things to your life to help make your life better and just to reach your goals.
Sort of turn our life into a movie?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's about. And what was the other class?
Entrepreneur Education.
Okay, so how was that?
Oh, that was awesome. I've got to say my favorite, I'd say there's two favorite days that I had. The first day we went to Culver's, and we met Tim DeGrotenheist, and he was a really nice guy. And then we ate lunch there, but the most eye-opening thing was he was talking about it costed like $2 million to start the business, and then he had to explain everything that went into the business. And then he also talked about how to prepare for an entrepreneur, his previous jobs and experiences really helped him. And he said that getting high jobs and working really hard in college and stuff can help prepare you for whatever career you're going to take even further. So just take everything seriously, like all the chances that you get, and don't just blow them off.
That's good advice for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then so, and not just for people that want to be entrepreneurs.
Yeah, either. I think you can apply it to like everything in life.
So are you going to be an entrepreneur, you think?
I don't know, because, I mean, it's kind of risky, because all the guys that we talked to were they made it. They had a successful business, but talking about one day we had a guy that told us he was working like full day, he was only getting like 6 hours of sleep, and it was just really hard starting a business, and he wasn't sure if he was going to make it the whole time, and the self-doubt and stuff like that, and just such a big risk starting a new company. I don't know if I'd be prepared for that yet.
Well, but it's important to know the positives and the downsides and the commitment that's taken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that it takes.
I'm Braden Zula, and I took two classes. I took a film class and Reality of Realty, which is really a class.
Let's start with the film class. Did you just watch movies? Did you analyze movies?
What
did you
do? Our teacher was one of the students here, and he had presentations prepared to teach us more about cameras and how to use them and how to take different shots. And then sort of the big project was we made a TV series, sort of, and we recorded it, and we never got to watch it, though, because the last day was canceled, so.
Did you script it or put it all together? Or
yeah, we edited it, we recorded
it,
and we had everything ready, and then we didn't get to watch it.
Well, maybe Hollywood's in your future?
Maybe.
You know. And then what was the other class?
Reality of Realty, it was a realty class. We had two realtors come, Lisa Jansen and Mary. And we went to a couple houses every day, and they'd take us to a couple houses, and then we'd usually go out and get something to eat, and then we'd come back here.
But I'm sure they told you stuff about the house.
Yeah, they taught us about the process of how to buy a house. And
okay.
We went to the bank one day. We went and met an appraiser. And we went through a house inspection, and, yeah.
Okay, so the day-to-day tasks of a realtor that's trying to help somebody buy or sell their home, and they're really trying to market it and and put the best face on the home and help people, help everybody.
Yeah.
And so did that seem interesting to you?
I thought it was pretty cool because, I don't know, I kind of thought about being a realtor a couple times, but I, you know, I haven't made that decision yet.
All right, but so they were inspirational then.
Yeah.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Pella Christian High School students about their winterroom experiences.
I'm Jade Van Manen, and I took two classes, worship band and apologetics.
Worship band. Did you learn a new song or?
Well, so in worship band, we learned a lot about putting songs together, like fast songs, slow songs, arranging them in certain ways to make them effective as a set. And it was just a really awesome way to make music with a bunch of talented individuals.
And so it was like arranging and?
Well, we took songs and we learned how to play them in kind of different styles and different speeds to, so that we could put them together to make kind of a set that you would have in kind of a church service. We all learned a lot about when to play our instruments louder, softer, our part in the band as a whole. It was just a really cool experience.
And apologetics?
Apologetics is the study of the defense of faith, so it's a pretty tough class. A lot of being kind of lectured, I suppose, on doctrine, I suppose. We had a couple debates over kind of controversial topics so that we could learn to present evidence, strong evidence in specific ways so that they're more effective.
So how to structure an argument rather than just blurt out what you think?
Yeah, so that you don't kind of seem, and we learned how to debate in such a way that you're not overbearing or just coming at someone, and we learned how to pick apart a flawed argument.
Well, that sounds interesting. It seems like there might be broader implications for analytical thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely a class that can be applied into more ways than the class itself was kind of intended.
Well, that's what every good class should do, is expand you beyond the material of the class itself, give you new ways to think about things. Mm-hmm. So, very productive.
I'm Brianna Jansen, and I did an internship at the Mahaska County Health Partnership, and
so
that was really fun.
How was that?
It was amazing. I followed Dr. Brian, who is one of the general surgeons there, and I got to observe surgeries and see patients and kind of walk through them through their healing process, and that was really, really neat.
What surgery did you see?
I saw several.
Several?
I saw a C-section, so I got to see a baby be born, which was really cool. And I saw some hernia repairs, a gallbladder, and a couple other smaller ones. So they were amazing.
Wow. So a day in the life of a surgeon. Now you want to be a surgeon?
Well, you know, I've always kind of wanted to be a doctor, and I wasn't really sure about surgery because I knew it was a lot of time commitment. But doing this internship has kind of put that back in the forefront of my mind and thinking about possibly doing that as a career.
Did you talk to the mom?
Yeah. We got to see the mom and the baby after the delivery the next day, and we went and saw her, so it was really cool. She was smiling, and the baby was really small, but it's really cool.
I'd have been real nervous.
Yeah.
Were you?
I was really nervous the first day, but after that, it got a lot better. I got comfortable with all the people there, and the nurses were so nice, and it just made you feel really at home, so it was a lot of fun.
Did they put you to work? Did you do anything?
I ran a couple things back and forth, you know,
cool.
But there wasn't a lot you could do because you had to make sure everything stayed sterile. So a lot of it was just observing, but it was really cool.
And you've got a special bond with all those people that you saw the surgery forever. You'll remember every one of them forever, won't you?
Yep.
Well, I mean, I guess that's a lot of you. We'll all remember the people that you interacted with. Creating those memories is part of the the goal of Winter.
Yeah.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Pella Christian High School students about their Winterim experiences.
Hi, I'm Isabella Baugh, and I took an internship at the Pella Regional Hospital in town.
Okay, and how was that?
It was so amazing, actually. I got to be in some surgeries, I got to be with patients, and I got to see a C-section and a more natural birth, so it was great.
Yeah, births are pretty amazing, aren't they? I've got to see two.
Yeah, it was actually amazing. A lot of people were like, why do you want to see that? But you're seeing like the miracle of life. So it was really eye-opening, and it was a great experience.
And the other surgeries?
I saw a rotator cuff surgery, two of them, actually. So, yeah.
Well, I think Mr. Van Coten, if I ever have surgery, I think I'd welcome Winterim students. what a great teaching moment. I mean, how cool. And so you both did the same thing and changed. Are you thinking of a career in medicine?
Oh, definitely. Winterim is honestly just such a great experience. Before I did the internship, I wasn't really sure if it was something that I would want to do, and being able to shadow all these people really made it more of like a possibility. I don't really know if I want to go the doctor route or if I want to go the nursing route, just because I got to be with both people throughout it all. And like both, either way that you go, it was honestly such a great experience because everyone there was just so nice and so welcoming, and being able to be with all the patients and helping them through it and just even observing was just something that I would want to do every day for the rest of my life.
And neither of you, whenever you drive by that hospital, you're going to think about all these experiences, how cool, or any hospital.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kelly Van Howling, and I did my internship at Van Wall Group at Colfax, Iowa, and I shadowed the cells and the technology side of it.
Okay, and they sell the farm equipment, one of the bigger dealers in the Midwest, right?
Yeah. They have like 28 stores in 5 states, which... is a large amount.
And so you followed the sales guy around? Or?
Yeah, I saw how they evaluate equipment and how they like judge the value of it.
Yeah, so if a tractor drives by now, you can say, oh, that's worth
it. Yeah.
You can do that?
Yeah. And I learned about like the technology like behind like the auto steer and like how you can like monitor like variable rate, which is like it goes off of, like how like the soil is on each like part of the acre and such like that.
So you think you might go into ag-related sales?
Yeah. I'm more interested in the technology side because I think it's just amazing how much technology has affected agriculture.
So some side of agriculture you want to be in?
Yeah, for sure.
I think I'd have a hard time standing in the parking lot waiting for somebody to come by and buy a tractor. That's probably, it's a long time between sales, huh?
Right now, they're moving a bunch of smaller equipment to acreage farmers, which I found that was pretty interesting because, like corn and beans, prices aren't doing that great.
My name's Caleb Nickel, and I did an internship here in town at Pella Corp.
And how was that?
It was really good. I think my two shadows were Evan Van Haar and Jen Tukin, and a few other guys there that I got to work with. And it was really cool to see the engineering. That's what I was interested in. Engineering and industrial design is what hopefully I'll go to college for. And it was cool to kind of see the work application first before going into all the schooling. I think that was really beneficial. I think internships is one of the cooler parts of Winterim just because you're way more prepared for college and work life afterwards.
Well, yeah, and maybe they'll follow you through your career and in college and come back and have a good job at a great company.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
And so you think this reinforced your career choice?
Yeah, I think it definitely eliminates possibilities for some, and confirms for others. So I think for me, it was really cool to see all the stuff that they get to work with, and I would definitely love to do that someday.
So, Wintrum, what do you think?
I think it's a great opportunity for students to branch out and try new things and experience different things. A lot of the classes and trips are just different experiences, and they open your eyes to the future and job opportunities with the internships, and I think it's just a great experience that we're very gifted and blessed with.
Thanks to the 18 students from Pella Christian High School who shared their Wintrum experience. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.